You know, with Father's Day just around the corner, I know that a lot of people have problems when it comes time to figure out what to buy for that special father, grandfather, especially if they are a golfer or if they're a traveler. And whenever I have problems finding out or considering what I want to get for a gift for any occasion, the go-to guy for me is the guy who knows it all about travel and golf and technical products. He just knows everything. He's always on the run, so it's kind of hard to nail him down. But he's an author. He's a journalist. He does it all, and that would be my good friend Rick Limpert. Rick, are you with us?
Hey, Dan. Yeah, you're not lying. You really do call me when you have questions about tech and golf products.
I sure do. And you know, it's funny because just today, somebody who I work with, who I gave a gift for the holidays for Christmas, who and you had recommended what to give her, she was telling me randomly, not knowing I was talking to you tonight, how much she loves that the wireless speaker, the Bluetooth speaker that you recommended. And I mean, you're the guy, and I do get jealous a little bit, because every time I look on your Facebook account, you're someplace else that I wish I was. So you're living the dream, huh?
Well, Dan, this year has been just as busy as last year for me, which is saying something. But it's kind of weird. We haven't run into each other this year, but I'm sure it's bound to happen.
I'm sure it will. And again, I only do this in my spare time. I unfortunately have a day job. Not that I don't love it. I do love it, but it's not quite the same as traveling the world and playing golf. But more importantly, as I had mentioned, we do have Father's Day coming up just around the corner, and you know, don't buy that tie again, or you know, it's do something different for a change. And I know that you have some wonderful products that you could recommend for that dad or granddad that likes to play golf or likes to travel. So why don't we not waste too much time, because I know you've got all sorts of stuff that you could recommend. So let's get right into it.
Yeah, for about the last year and a half, I've been kind of on a mission to try to find a golf bag that is good for using in the car, but you could also carry and walk if you're walking the course. And the best one I found, and I love this bag, is the Daytrek Go Light Pro Bag. You're not sacrificing any pockets or zippers or compartments at all. With this bag, it's only 5 pounds, very light, and it also looks fine riding in a car as well. So it's a golf bag that's pretty versatile and a decent price point. I mean, you're going to pay over $100 for a good golf bag, and this one comes in right at that price point.
Yeah, you know, even though I rarely will walk on a golf course, just schlepping the bag from, you know, the car into the bag drop, into the cart, and I like having something light too, not to mention when you are traveling, you know, you first have to put it inside another travel bag as well, and it could be a pain. So I kind of like the idea of these light carry bags. So that is a good idea. You know, what else you got?
Or just it could be a golfer or just any traveler. The name Pelican is the name a brand that people use when they have to transport something valuable. But now Pelican is making carry-on for regular air travelers and consumers, and they're making a 22-inch carry-on that meets all the TSA specs. It's light, it's crush-proof, waterproof, just a very durable bag with locks on it. And so if you're worried about people breaking into your luggage, or you want a really good piece of luggage that's going to last forever, with Pelican, a lead 22-inch carry-on is a great option.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, the airlines still have issues with baggage. And I remember back in the day, I guess it was that Samsonite commercial where they had a gorilla throwing it around, and it still happens. So you don't want to have something that's going to get ruined the first time you use it. You want something that'll hold up. So that's a good suggestion as well. Now, the next item that I know you're going to talk about is an item that I've actually been using myself too, and it also is extremely light, which I like. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well, You've witnessed this, Dan. Golf shoes are getting more and more looking like regular shoes we're wearing for walking around or running shoes. Mm-hmm. And that's, with New Balance, you would expect that. And Dan, any of the New Balance line that's out is comfortable. They look like regular shoes, but I love the 574. It really looks like a jogging shoe, comfortable. And if you're carrying that bag and walking the course, you got to have a comfortable shoe.
Well, you know, the first time I used them, I was on a trip, and I had to pack really light. I borrowed a set of golf clubs because I was just playing one round of golf, so I don't always carry mine. And I had to fit it into a carry-on suitcase. So they took up almost no space. They weighed almost nothing. It's just great for golf golfers who travel, put it that way.
Yeah, and breathable. They have a breathable fabric. They're made of a mesh, and that's really important for us in the South or in Florida when it's very hot during the spring, summer, and fall.
You know,
breathable, keep your feet cool.
The other thing that I'm starting to realize as I get older and don't work out and I'm not in great shape, but, you know, the first thing I realized is I didn't want the steel shafts anymore. I wanted the graphite shafts because I came to the conclusion that that extra weight, it, you know, I'm getting tired out there by the 15th hole when I'm not playing frequently. Why have it? So it seems to me that it's the same thing with the bag, certainly, if you carry it at all, and with the shoes. I mean, if you could keep reducing the weight of the stuff that you're schlepping around, you can use that energy to hit the ball, right?
We need every little bit of energy.
Exactly. All right, what else you got, Rick?
For the golfer, traveler, or maybe for working out, Beats by Dr. Dre, a very iconic name when it comes to audio equipment. Their Power Beats 2 wireless earbuds are designed for athletes. They're water resistant again. They have a nice wrap that just goes around your neck. But again, they don't take that much space. They're durable, and they sound really good. So, don't shy away from these Beats by Dr. Dre. You pay a little more, but it's definitely worth it.
Now, they were purchased by Apple, weren't they?
They are. They're now part of Apple. I don't know if the brand is going to go away or not, if Apple is going to absorb it or they're going to keep the name, but it's not lacking in any of the features, and they're not an overrated pair of earbuds.
I think Apple paid a lot of money for it, so I'm not so sure if it's going to go away so fast, but we'll see. I mean, but they are great products for sure. Everybody, you know, old and young, you see walking around with their Beats these days, so they wouldn't be selling so many if it wasn't good, right?
Absolutely. I love listening to music, especially on the plane. You got to keep the rest of the noise on the plane out of your ears.
Oh, you mean like the screaming kids that are always in the row behind me?
You said it, not me.
Hey, I lived through my own. I think I have a right to say it at this point. But okay, what else you got on tap for the fathers or grandfathers?
Well, another one that Dad would love, and you and I, again, Dan, can appreciate this. The Microsoft Surface 3 Pro is your computer and tablet all in one. So you really only have to bring one device with you. Windows and Surface appear to be very popular, and Windows has done a great job with it. You're not sacrificing really anything by carrying a Surface around rather than a full Windows PC. So I'm really on board with what Microsoft's doing with their Surface line.
I find it hard to believe you'd ever be walking around with just one device like this, though.
It's a little tough. I get a little nervous, but for a weekend away, it's definitely doable.
Or you know, for some people, you have this because you'd have less to carry. For you, you need like lots of things that weigh less and are little, right?
That's why I carry that big backpack.
I know. You have more stuff in stock than an electronics store, I think.
Well, Dan, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anyone where I live.
Forget that. Going through security, it must be wonderful for you.
Yeah, but it can get a little rough sometimes. The TSA people, they want to look at all the gadgets I got with me.
Yeah, or confiscate them for their own use, perhaps. But again, I didn't say that. I don't want...